Axtell arrived after the charge, stumping in on his injured footpaw. The mole waved his hammer at Buckler.
We mayn't see no beast. Tis very hard.
Django shrugged.
Same here, mate. Buck, what you say is we split up into groups? That ways we can scour this place quicker in case they're hiding away.
The young hare agreed.
Good idea. Right. Django, Diggs, Axtell, Sniffy, myself and,
He glanced around, noticing Flib standing to attention and putting on a brave face.
And Flib, you'll be group captains. Pick your teams, then get off in different directions. Make sure you search every corner of this place. Go to it!
Grach had stayed at his post, listening on the other side of the blocked escape route. He heard Diggs passing through the former dungeon with his escort of searchers. The tubby hare did not linger long.
Not a confounded thing in sight here, chaps. Just another blooming cave. This Althea place is nothing but a load of old caves and passages, what? Come on, let's see where this passage leads to.
Grach stayed, listening, until there was complete silence from outside. Then he scurried off to make his report. The Sable Queen was waiting at the edge of the water in the flooded section. One look at her furious face warned the weasel to be careful. He waited until she looked at him and asked.
Well?
He swallowed hard.
Majesty, it's safe. They passed right past the place we sealed up.
She turned away, snapping at a group of guards.
Get me over this water. Do you want me to wade through in my robes?
A nervous ferret bowed low.
If you'd like to sit on this litter, we'll carry your majesty.
A pile of spears spaced out into a square had been bound together. Wordlessly, Valea perched in the centre of the structure. Half a score of vermin lifted it carefully, then entered the water, with two more going ahead to sound out the depth. As other ravagers waded in, one of them stiffened with fright at the big dead eel floating near the wall.
What in the name of Hellcase is that?
His companion, an older river rat, touched the limp body with his spear point.
It's a big dead fish. 'Twon't harm ya. You can always tell swilt the shades part through by the dead beast laying about.
His companion grimaced as he steered a course away from the horrifically slashed eel.
Aye, that's true enough. Death seems to follow swilt.
The river rat continued grimly.
Take it from me, mate. Try to stay out of the way when Swilt and Valea meets up. That'll be a sight to see, and make no mistake. Those two are bound to go head to head. We'll be left to follow the winner.
His mate tried speculating as they ploughed through the dark icy water.
Who do you think will come out on top?
The river rat shrugged.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Torches and lanterns cast rippling eerie shadows on the damp tunnel walls as they advanced gingerly into the unknown. Hardened as he was to suffering and death, the river rat let out a horrified gurgle. He had stepped on something soft and slippery, lurching to one side as the mangled carcass of Lug bobbed to the surface. The stoat's body had been crushed by the maddened eel. Lug's swollen tongue protruded obscenely. The river rat recovered himself sufficiently, hurrying ahead of his companion in a rush to be out of the other unknown horrors the water might conceal beneath its murky surface. Zwilt, by this time, was back on dry ground. Needing no damp paw prints to show the route of the fugitives, they only had one way to go on a tunnel, he reasoned. The tall Sable had also been planning ahead, knowing whatever excuses he gave for the death of Derva, he could expect no quarter from Valea. The old rat had been counsellor and confidant, almost a mother figure. Despite the way the Queen had treated her, she remained faithful only to Valea. Zwilt pressed forward, touching the gold medallion around his neck. A good broadsword could outwit a small poison dagger. When he and Valea met, there would be only one left to command 200 ravagers. If he ever wished to attack and conquer Redwall Abbey, the survivor had to be him.